Hey there, listeners. A couple of quick announcements before we get started. First, we're about to hop into a major Badlands arc where episodes are going to get bigger and more pivotal. So with that in mind, we're going to take a quick sustainability break to make sure that the upcoming Badlands episodes are as epic as they should be. Our next release will be a dice cabinet featuring some very exciting guests, and then we'll be back to Badlands with a vengeance in July. Next, we want to say a huge thank you to the official sponsor of this mini-series one more time, Nimble, a fast tactical TTRPG. If you like what you hear in this episode, there are a few great ways to get your hands on the game. As of right now, you can still click the link in this episode description and be a late backer on the Nimble Kickstarter for discounted hard copies and PDFs of the game. If you missed the Kickstarter, that is okay. You can still visit nimblerpg.com to get PDF-only versions of the game and access to the Hexbinder class that Candace plays throughout the series for a 20% discount with the code MHHF. Thank you so much to Nimble again for sponsoring us. We have had so much fun playing this game, and we hope that you'll check out the game. It really helps us and the folks at Nimble when you do. And with that, we're going to jump straight into the episode this time. We're skipping the intro and getting you straight back into the action for part two of the finale. So with that, where last we left off on Legends of Maul, Treachery of the Rat King.
Senna, as your turn ends, and Lila's voice booms over the intercom, you look at the shadowed interior of Petlandia looming in the distance, and from within, you see a flutter. Dreadwing approaches.
I instinctively want to flee. Everything in my body is telling me to run.
Henry, it is your turn.
I want to get a sense of the situation, Casey, just so that I know where everything is living right now.
Okay.
Cruinna is almost down.
Yes.
That lever that she had, is that still operational?
Yes.
Okay. So we could theoretically bring folks back down.
You could, yes.
And then there's an elevator that Sam pointed out that could get us back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids are up in kiosk in the ramparts with.
We have not confirmed.
You haven't
this.
Confirmed it. You think?
Oh, that's well, true. We think
they are in the
we
trailer.
Think that the kids are in the trailer. Okay, like the best thing that we have is that the kids are in the trailer. Okay.
Yeah.
Elder Susie, what do you think? Should we try to bring them back down, or do we try to get up?
I feel like it is probably safer where we are than up there now that Lila has done such a lovely job drawing the giant's attention.
She's still doing it. I can't love choppers.
Elder Susie, you're probably right. I'll try to get them back down. I will try to... Can I try to circumvent Cruinna and just, like, punch down on the lever?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything stopping you. Like she's not focused on the lever right now. She's got a club in both hands.
Elder, do you think you can stop her if I put this lever back down?
I will do what I can, my prince.
And I'm sure you'll do wonderfully. And I jam the lever down. That would take an action.
Yes.
And then with my free action, I think what I would like to do is rip off little pieces of my mothwing cloak and stuff them in my ears so that I can't hear anymore.
Okay.
Smart.
And I am out of other actions because I've used reactions this turn.
Cool. You are no longer able to hear,
right,
which negates Lefedra's attack. However, you also will have trouble coordinating.
Gotcha. Okay. That's okay. I think it's worth it.
Susie, it is your turn.
Can everyone tell me what their HP is right now?
8.
13.
12.
Where are you at, Suze?
Susie is... I'm actually kind of okay. I've got 14.
Oh, nice.
For my first action, Susie, you know, looks at the prince and kind of smiles warmly, kind of beaming with pride at you, remembering to stuff that... the material into your ears. But she looks at Lila.
Darling, would you mind giving me a hand making sure that the prince can stay as brave as he currently is, he's looking a little bit worse for wear.
I'd like to use Life Bloom. I'll consume one of my hit dice, and if I can take one from either Cinna or Lila, I think both of you would hear Susie say this, I can heal Prince Henry and Lila.
That's so sweet.
How much do you need? I've got hit dice to give you.
Just one.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, because I was fully prepared to go down and just not tell anyone how much HP I had.
No, never.
Cinna will happily offer a hit die.
So you see Susie's, that same kind of electrified look that was in her eyes before has softened with Henry's very bold actions. And seeing that, you know, her essentially her ward kind of is struggling, trying to save everyone around him, but not paying attention to how he's doing. She just very quietly, like, locks eyes with Cinna and then points a finger on her right hand over, kind of leading that, leading the direction of her care over to Henry. And there's like a soft kind of bluish white mist that sort of like blooms out of the staff that's in that same hand and makes its way over to Henry. What is your hit dice, Cinna?
D8.
A D8. Okay, so I also have a D8. The way that this reads, heal your target and another creature within reach the sum of those dice. So do we roll the dice, or is it just the maximum number on the die?
I think roll the dice.
Okay, so we will each roll and see. I got a 4.
Amazing.
I've got a 6.
Ooh, okay, ooh. So 10 points to both Lila and Henry.
Oh, well.
Lila, you feel as you're kind of doing your broadcast, you take a deep breath in to start your next sentence, and you feel almost like a cooling sensation come over you. I don't know, like, you're kind of in the zone, so I don't know that you would see it. Henry, you sort of feel a cooling sensation almost like on the back of your, like, at the nape of your neck as you're trying to fight, and both of you feel kind of more powerful. Maybe not like you're filled with strength, but you're filled with the will to go on.
Wow. Wow. That's so sweet. Henry just, like, concentrating still, looks over at Susie, can't hear her or anything, but looks over at her and just, like, smiles and pushes down on the lever a little bit harder.
The platform begins to descend. You see that it is leaving Optimal behind. As
great.
He was pushed off the platform by Cinna, or he was tripped
be
off.
Better.
So the platform is descending with the trailer, Lephaedra, and Cinna at the moment.
Is our other baddie that's been fighting us, is she still up?
Gruenna is still up, yes.
Susie smiles very delicately and warmly at each of you before kind of snapping her head over. And you hear her powerful jaws kind of click a couple of times, eyeing Cruenna.
You wanted more of this, yes?
And she points her finger again. I'm going to do Blood Curse again. I don't care. Do it again!
No, that's great. Oh.
Okay, so that's 4... plus 4 on the die, plus my level, which is 4. So 8 points of damage.
Okay.
And she will fall prone, and then she will suffer 2 times the next damage that she deals again.
Okay.
That's great. Oh, which means melee attacks against her have advantage, which is great. And her attacks have disadvantage while she's prone.
Oh, yeah. That same energy racks her. And as your turn ends, she is again, she goes, oh, come on. And then is forced to the ground again.
Mind your elders now.
It's her turn and she snarls, oh, is that all you've got? Begins pushing herself up, back onto her feet and says, all right. Let's see how the big dogs play. And is going to take a swing at you. Let's go with Lila.
Oh.
Is going to take a hit at Lila. So that is going to be 10 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ooh. She's going to use Alacrity again. So when attacked, defend for free.
Gah.
So that's a minus 4.
Ooh, okay.
So that was...
Away from 10, so that is 6.
Yes, after the damage is dealt, she gains charged again and can teleport anywhere.
Oh, that's so good.
Amazing.
You think she's going to lunge forward, but she actually goes up. And she appears again behind Lephedra, crackling with static energy.
Wow. Oh. That's so good.
You hear her little onion peel dress, like, kind of...
Lephedra goes,
You're grossed out, girl.
And they call me creepy. As you just appear, you just materialize behind her. Horrible. And Cruenna goes, where'd it go? Whoa. And then goes, whoa, as 12 points of damage rebound back at her, hitting her in the gut. She is wavering on her feet. She is so close. And she goes, well, mushroom's gone. Then points to you, Henry, and says, mouse is next. And is going to take a swing at you.
All right.
With her second attack. So that will be 8 points of bludgeoning damage.
I'll knock that down by 5 and make it 3.
Okay. She's wavering and says, come on, Mousy.
I'm sorry, what? I'm afraid I've stuffed my ears with this cloak, so I can't actually understand what you're saying. What did you say?
Oh, I said, come on, Mousy.
Are you saying something taunting? Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. I don't actually understand what you're saying. Whatever you're saying, you must be complimenting my swordsmanship. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
That was a good dodge, actually. I see what you did. I know that you tried to attack me, but I did sort of roll out of the way. And yes, I did think that was quite good, if I do say so myself. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Oh, I see what you're trying to... You're trying to make me mad. Yeah, it's not going to work. It's not going to...
It's really wonderful that Elder Susie keeps knocking you to your knees as well. I wonder if they'll do it again.
Oh! Cruenna is angry.
Sorry, what?
Next in the order is Optimal. Optimal... is on the platform, is on the top of Kaios. The platform is quickly descending. You see Optimal reach a hand down and is going to attempt to grab the trailer.
Ooh.
Mm.
So I'm going to have Optimal roll. I think it's going to be finesse. I think that's more finesse than anything else. However, Optimal's not great at finesse. Optimal reaches a hand down to grab the trailer, and the platform is just too low. His fingers whiff. And as Optimal sort of hangs there and goes,
rats,
you hear fluttering, and then you hear a squeak that says, found you! Found you! Found you! And then Optimal is pulled out of sight.
What a way to go. Wow.
Sorry, why does everyone look so horrified? Is everything okay? I thought this was going well.
You see, even Lephedra looks up in fear as Dreadwing has come to Kaiosk. That is Optimal's turn. It is Lephedra's turn.
Susie looks at Lephedra and says,
we are all but equal in his eyes, you know. Perhaps you should reconsider your alliances and who you're fighting against.
Lephedra snaps down at you. Like, you call this up to her and she snaps down at you and says, I would rather be devoured whole by that creature then play second fiddle to little outcasts like you.
Noted.
What's an outcast?
It's a delightful reading that the giants have left around. I've seen copies of their tome here and there.
Yeah. Corinna nods and says, I heard of that one. Stay golden, pony boy. Lephaedra is... I think she's going to chant. I think she rolls her eyes back, casts her face to the sky, begins chanting, creepy finger waving, all that, yeah, evil magic stuff.
It's like the gecko fingers too, so they're kind of big and sticky.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Her horrible little gecko fingers wavering, and this. Oh, these weird reverberations echo out. The air shimmers from her, and anyone who can hear her, which will not be you, Henry, will take. Ooh, just 5 points of psychic damage.
How's everybody doing? That does something bad to Lila, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so all of my defense things are just when attacked, defend for free.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Oh my gosh. You just have that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Level 4, yeah.
Man, you're just a tough little shroom.
I'm a tough little shroom that uses alacrity again. And
amazing.
Takes 1 point of damage and she disappears and reappears in front of her with holding her strange plant.
Amazing.
Hmm. And she's, like, twirling it in her hands.
Cool. That is the end of Lephaedra's turn. Next is Sam Goodeye. Sam is going to say, right, I'm going to take the other platform. Try and meet him halfway. Runs to the other platform, hits the switch, and that platform begins to ascend.
I'm excited to see you. Well, come on up.
Oh, it's good. Oh, yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Aww.
Great. As these platforms are nearing each other, Sam is like standing on the ledge looking up at you.
Wow.
As you're approaching each other.
I just start waving. While I'm like fully wrapped up in the arms of this giant.
Lephaedra is like coming down just like, mortals. That will be Sam's turn. Lila. It is the top of the order. You hear the sounds of battle from above. The sounds of this sort of robotic punches, the screams of a demented bird, and then the punches stop.
Uh-huh.
And you hear this. You hear the tapping of a beak.
Mm.
As the platform descends, the doors begin to close. And at the last second, the beak comes through, stopping them from closing entirely. And you hear from the beak,
found you!
Oh!
Attention, ball shoppers. There is a loose bird. Please claim your bird at the kiosk. There is a loose bird. Please... attend to your bird. Security, please attend to the bird.
I think with as loud as that is, Henry actually does hear that and just looks up and goes, oh, drat.
It's booming, like it's thunder. Like that's how loud it is to us. Like,
well, that's a problem.
God, as Dreadwing enters the combat, taking Optimal's turn for himself.
Oh.
Lila, it is your turn.
I only see the beak so far?
Only the beak has come through.
Great.
But it has stopped the trap doors from closing.
But we are still descending.
You're still descending.
Oh, can I interrupt just for 1 second? I forgot to
Please.
Tell you something.
Ooh.
Yes.
I got a mystic mark. The mark of protection.
What is that?
So that means that Prince Henry and Lila, for the next minute of combat, you can ignore one negative condition you might receive.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Oh, blessed be. Yeah, Lila ponders upon our relationship and smiles.
Susie, do you have like a sigil or like a mystic like symbol that you keep with you?
Yeah, I think it's like a little outline that matches the little hexes in her shell.
Mm.
But it's like a little outline in yellow and red and orange that matches her skin.
Mm.
And it just glows and shimmers slightly on you.
Oh, like a Care Bear.
Yeah.
Susie, this is very kind. You must take care of yourself.
Of course, Prince Henry. I will heed your words.
She pauses for a second and then kind of looks down and like draws her cloak a little closer around herself.
Mm. Oh, shoot. He can't hear you say that.
She still says it for effect. You can see her like moving her hands in a way that indicates to you that she's saying, yes, yes, darling, don't worry.
Henry's eyes narrow at you in the way that a grandchild's does when the grandparent is like, my blood pressure's fine.
Yes. That's fine. That's accurate.
Okay. Top of the order is Lila.
She is holding a strange plant and she is still crackling with energy. And have I described this plant to you yet?
I don't think you have. What is this plant?
So all storm chasers have a strange plant on their person.
cool. Yeah.
Yeah, so Lila has been carrying a Thai chili pepper.
A little spicy, as she said before.
A little spicy, yeah. So she is smiling and crackling with static electricity, and she rips the top off like a grenade and shoves it forward into Lefedra's mouth. Can't chant with this, can you? And let me remind you that geckos are very porous. They're very, very porous.
Biological warfare.
Their skin is wet because they need it to respirate.
Wow.
Oh,
so
no.
Now she's dry and also spicy.
And peppers are, what is it? Is it hydrophilic?
Mm.
Wow.
That capsaicin all up in there.
So much capsaicin. How many Scovilles? A lot.
The chef knowledge is coming in so hot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. You fully plunge this pepper into the sorceress's mouth. She comes back like, ugh. Like, what did you just... Begins coughing, gagging. Does this do damage?
It's just my strange plant that I keep with me. I don't have any stat associated with it.
That's your call, Case.
It's 100,000 Scoville units.
I wonder if it stops her chanting.
That was the intention, at least.
I think, yeah, like at the loss of your plant, this rids you of your plant. However, I will say it completely nullifies her chanting for this round.
Wow.
And will do fire damage to her.
Wow.
I'm going to have
great work.
For ridding yourself of your plant, I'm going to make this a 2d6 fire damage roll. So go ahead and roll that.
That's going to be an 8.
Ooh, okay.
Wow. That's pretty good.
She comes back, coughs, and fire like belches forth from her mouth. And she says, what have you done, you creature?
I shared.
Oh. I shared is crazy. I don't know, Lila's just a little freak and I love her.
I am a little freak, yeah, definitely.
Oh.
I shared. Shoving a pepper into someone's
mouth.
She's
a child.
So good.
God, she. God, Lephaedra is just gagging and coughing. Is there anything else you do on your turn?
Oh yeah. that was just one action. From where she's standing, she casts Overload, which is another 2d8 damage.
Oh my gosh.
Because she is currently charged.
Wow.
You overload. That's how much?
We may have crit with 12.
Yes!
Wait, if you crit, you get to roll again. It's exploding crits. You get to roll again.
Oh, I get to roll again.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then add the 9 to that.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Lila.
Insane.
That's 21.
She expels all of the electricity in her body because her condition is now uncharged.
Mm-hmm.
She's discharged everything.
Wow, Lila.
It's, first it's fire, then it's electricity. This gecko is just lit up from plasma left and right. It's crazy to look at. She's lit up like a Christmas tree. Gosh, I now have to calculate how much that just did to her.
Not sorry.
Oh, my skin is so dry.
It looks dry.
We're going to just zap for another 2d8.
We all thought because she was uncharged, but now she's bringing more back.
She's uncharged, but she calls upon the electrical socket through the crack of the skylight there. This girl is too crazy, I swear. That is 11.
Huh.
This is crazy. I'm like...
By the power
believe,
of Shroomskull.
I don't believe her either, you know? Like,
I love this, like, 11 power child. This,
yes.
This wild.
She does not understand how powerful she is.
Clearly neither does Lephaedra, because she called you a creature right in your face. And
that's
now so
she's just, looking at her suffering, and she just bends her head ever so slightly.
God, Cinna, it is your turn. To refresh you, Lephaedra is screaming from the amount of attacks that were just done to her from a mushroom. There is the trailer still there. Mm-hmm. Optimal seems to have met a fate worse than death. Mm-hmm. Dreadwing is breaking his way into this room above you right now.
Okay.
Below, Cruenna wavers on her feet. Y'all are about halfway down to the ground now.
I would like to tell me if this is something I can even attempt.
Uh-oh.
As Lephaedra is struggling to breathe and struggling to chant with this spicy pepper in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I want to grab her and hurl her up as an offering to Dreadwing.
Yes!
Okay. I'm going to have you roll a strength check.
Okay.
Or a strength contest against Lephaedra, who is a sorceress.
Yes.
Classically known for their incredible strength.
Yeah. So strong.
Obviously. Very
and,
strong.
Yeah, tank-like physique.
That's a 23.
Ooh.
Against a 10.
Wow.
The confidence.
You grab her. And as you do, she calls out to all of you. Well, except Henry. And she says, "Wait. So the heroes save the day. Hmm? All the children go home, the wicked are vanquished, and all is right with the world. Hmm? But there's something you still don't know. Do you not suspect that it was all too easy to invade your little camp? Do you not suspect that perhaps someone opened the gate. You will have to use another strength check to hoist, to like shut. You have her up.
Mm-hmm.
In order to like throw her within reach of Deadwing, Dreadwing, you would have to make another strength check.
All right.
However, she's saying something to you right now. And it's up to, she says, if you kill me, you will never know who betrayed you.
If you don't tell me now, you won't get the chance. You're going to be bird food.
I'm going to let you roll a free influence.
All right.
Can we help?
Yes.
By staring her down?
Anyone who wants to help can.
Yeah, I want to help.
I'll let you all get an...
I want to help, yeah.
I will say at this point, the platform hits the ground. You are all there. You are all in this moment now.
Can I take the thing out of my ear and say, everything got rather serious. Can someone give me a quick recap, please?
Our wonderful sinner was going to launch her up to Dreadwing's beak. However, she has informed us that there's a mole, and not like Mr. Edwards, who lives underneath the pancake stand.
Oh, dear. All right, sorry, I'm caught up. Thank you.
I rolled my influence, and I got a 14. Susie's face kind of dissolves into this very... I don't think anyone has seen this look on her face other than Cinna, maybe. It is a look of open hatred. Her beak, like the little like beak at the end of her snout is kind of snapping a little bit, and her little tortoise eyes are kind of blazing orbs in her skull as she stares this lady down. And in her unoccupied hand, a ball of like red and black energy is crackling and swirling as she stares at her.
Ooh. Okay. So we've got a 14. We have a... What did you roll, Cinna?
15.
15.
Can you just give the help action by giving someone advantage, right?
I will take the group check on this one. I want you all to get in on this.
Oh, okay.
I think this is a group intimidation check.
Lila inflates a little so that she grows like a few inches, which is a little scary to all of you. Because she's rolled a 20. I've rolled a 22.
Oh! Amazing.
She doesn't say anything.
Henry only rolled a 10. And as he says this, I think there's part of him that doesn't quite believe himself. But he says,
Lefedra, you ask what King's Court has done for us. King's Court and the Queen have done everything for us. They have taken in refugees from Petlandia. They make sure that the kingdom is fed with the bounty of the court. And they have taken in the child of a traitor's. As a political prisoner, perhaps, but also as a community member. And though I may never see the light of the Queen's Guard, I will always fight for the Queen. And so will all of us.
She looks over all of you. As you say these things, the words wash over her, and above, you hear the groaning and breaking of the trap doors as Dreadwing forces his way in, snapping his beak as he begins to descend. Lefedra looks up, looks at the four of you, and says, "All right, all right. I have already told you, a being of great power was the Rat King. So great he was housed in the bodies of 10 rats. Intelligent, strong, a being that could rival the giants in prowess. But during that final sweep in the Great War, he was dealt a devastating blow. He was struck through his heart. The knot of rats' tails which bound him together. He was scattered, broken. Most of his pieces died. But one returned to Arcadia. He remains there, even now, growing in strength, and we will give him the strength he needs to return, to claim his kingdom." And as Dreadwing begins to descend,
and you look and see Cruenna has fully, like, she's gone. She is running out of the doors. as Dreadwing descends, and Lefedra says, "But there was another piece that survived." And at that moment, Dreadwing slams down on the top of the trailer. His screech echoes through, and he says, "Found you! Found you! Found you!" in a demented call. And Lefedra looks at you and says, "Not many rats are old enough to remember the Great War. Do you know of any?"
Archimedes.
And then she snaps her fingers and dissipates into mist. And you are left with a very angry Dreadwing.
In the far reaches of the world, under a lost and lonely hill, lies the forgotten Tomb of Corridors and all its many ills. This labyrinthine crypt, filled with monsters, traps, and treasure, seeks to destroy your mortal form and seal your soul forever. Originally called Tomb of Horrors, based off the original created in 1979. Included in my version of Tomb of Corridors will be its own background information, a legend of the tomb as it relates to the land of Hyrenor, and quite a few unserious hijinks. I'm Amelia Somm, and I will be your dungeon master. Embarking within the tomb, we also have
Haley as the Queen's Ravens,
Stella Jo as the Sacrificial Sisters of Alpha Kappa Mori,
Cyrus as a lesbian who keeps coming back wrong.
New episodes release on Mondays, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode was brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes. From romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems, this isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. As an actor, I really loved their blog about how Darth Maul from the Star Wars saga incorporates the tropes of Shakespeare's villains, fools, and tragic heroes into this big sci-fi epic. Join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBCManySided or by searching World Builders Club on Substack. You're not going to want to miss it.
Hey, I'm Dre Silvertooth, and I'm a GM. You should absolutely come listen to our podcast, because I have the best heroes. They're hunting curses for the Queen of Vire, and it's going great.
I got 5 hit points.
I have a plan.
Is it to write my eulogy?
They make really good choices.
Oh God, why did I do that?
It's all according to plan. Textbook success.
How do you cram a werewolf through a 1.5-foot diameter ring?
Creatively.
Okay, so maybe not textbook.
Try to remain calm.
Fine. They are bad heroes. I have very bad heroes on my podcast. But they are hilarious. Come check us out at badheroescast.com or find Bad Heroes wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's still my turn, then.
Yes.
Okay.
Dreadwing is before you, and all of you can roll a perception check.
11.
Is examination an option or just perception?
I'll take examination.
17.
21.
21.
Ooh, okay. I think, Senna, you're the only one who doesn't see this. perhaps because the person you were about to throttle disappeared.
Yeah.
You all look up and see what looks like a loop on a stick is beginning to descend. It's really big. You think it might be a tool used by the giants? And you wonder if it might be a tool to subdue Dreadwing. And that if you hold out long enough, you may not be the only ones fighting this guy.
Okay, is the severed tail club still around?
No.
Hold on.
This school's thing.
Yup.
Wow.
Gross.
I will grab it and toss it towards Dreadwing as some fresh meat and run my little happy bunny legs as far away as I can.
You throw it. God, what would this even be? Because you're enticing him to eat it.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's rough.
It's horrible.
So gross.
I think that's nature craft.
Nature you're craft?
You're kind of handling an animal.
It is the circle of life.
I was hoping for a finesse, but sure.
You're kind of handling an animal a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These ones, I'm telling you.
Oh, no. No, that's an improbability. Are you for real?
That's a 1 - 1. That is a 0.
No.
No, that's way. Even worse. How did you get 3 in one session?
Wow.
I don't know.
That's
I
wild,
think you take,
Robin.
I think you take damage.
The club whips around and hits you in the back of the head.
I think it's like if somebody would if someone unexperienced tried to use nunchucks and fully biffs themselves. I need you to roll a 2d6 attack on yourself.
2d6. Okay.
Yup. Corinna didn't play.
That's 5. But
okay.
I'm going to use one of my special abilities,
okay,
which is I'm going to defend against my own attack on myself, which will my armor that will bring it down to 1. So I take 1 damage,
okay,
and I will use my bunny legs ability that allows me to hop up to my speed in any direction for free.
Wow.
So I will do a full run, and then I still have 1 more action, which will be full run more. I'm getting as far from Dreadwing as I possibly can.
You are about to overtake Cruenna. You, like, run for the door.
Get out of there.
Take back your tail!
Great. You're hightailing it out of here.
I'm sorry, I'm a coward!
And that is your turn.
Yep.
Henry, it is your turn.
I look up at the net, the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that could be got on?
Got on?
Yeah.
Is it something you could reach to climb?
Is that something I can climb? Is that something I can skitter up to?
Mr. Prince, you fool! You gotta run!
You know what?
Oh, this is far too much fun.
Well, the thing is, Sam Goodeye's platform is still raising in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to skitter up the beam that is holding up their platform, you would be able to make it to the catcher.
Cinna, can I do something to you just for flavor?
Yes.
Because if I could skitter up the beam anyway, I just think this would be very funny to do. As Cinna started running away, Henry steps on the loose end of their crocheted kilt. And their little bunny butt starts to express itself. Is this okay?
Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure.
No more dignity.
takes the rope, swings it up toward the other platform, skitters up that, and goes up the loop.
Ooh.
Sorry, Cinna. And then I'll move.
Okay.
I'll use however many actions I need to move to make that happen. This kilt was mostly just for flavor because I thought it was a nice callback to Cinna saying
barely on
nude.
Them anyway.
I think
just showing a little bun.
like the little girl on the suntan,
yes,
lotion.
Collagen girl.
A little cheek, yeah.
Just a tasteful amount, okay?
Tasteful.
Well, isn't that a bit of cheek?
I will have you, let me have you roll either finesse or might.
I'll do might for sure.
Okay.
14?
Okay. On a 14, you begin scrambling up the cord and are able to, I will say it takes an action to get up onto the platform and an action to jump onto the loop.
Great.
So for that, I will need finesse.
Okay. Thank God, because my dex is minus one. 17.
Dang.
You fully jump and land onto the loop. The loop hesitates for a second as it feels sort of unexpected pressure, but is still descending. You are on it now.
Great.
You're like hanging from it like someone out of a helicopter or something.
Looks at the club tail that Cinna had just thrown, looks back at his own tail and goes, I've got one of those. And posts up on the handle of this thing and just dangles his little tail right in the middle of the loop for Dreadwing to go get. And I'm going to prepare the third action that I have, if I can do this, to just drop as soon as Dreadwing tries to snap at the tail. I just want to fall off the net as soon as Dreadwing snaps at the tail.
Whoa.
And if I lose a tail in the business, I lose a tail in the business.
Oh.
I need you to roll influence now.
Come on, Dreadwing, for the queen.
For the queen?
It's a 4.
On a 4, Dreadwing is not focused on you.
Fast.
However, you are in position.
Right, could someone get him up here? I'm prepared to drop. I'm not self-sacrificing or anything. I'm not that stupid.
Susie, it is your turn.
Falling prone.
Mm-hmm.
Would that cause Dreadwing to fall into, like, face first into that little loop that Henry is trying to get it to bite at?
No.
Okay.
But I think in order to fall prone, this parrot would, like, his face would land on its side, which leaves one eye looking up at the loop.
Okay.
It would at least turn his attention up there.
I'm going to do a simple hex then, is what I'm going to do. Susie looks at Henry, and you can see in her eyes as she kind of locks eyes with you that there is a weighing of options. She knows that you are strong and that you are capable and that you are powerful, and the little smile kind of tugging at the edges of her mouth show you that she is proud of you in this moment. But there is a look of worry in her eyes as well.
It's valid.
Like, you're being reckless. And she carefully points a finger at Dreadwing. I love rolling this dang old D4. I love it so much. I'm never going to get sick of it. So that's 5 points of damage.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's 10 points of damage because it's the dice plus my level.
There you go, Suze.
That's 5 plus 4, 9 points of damage. And the affliction enfeebled.
Okay.
Wonderful.
So at the end of your turn, Dreadwing is going to fall prone.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I think there's a look of introspection at you, Henry. And she loosens her robes, and you can see there's a crack on the front of her shell.
No.
And she holds a hand to it.
My friends, I am loath to ask for your help in this moment, as we are all worse for wear. But in our last moments, if this does not work out, I suppose togetherness is what matters most. Could one of you help me heal?
She looks super embarrassed to ask.
Lila, there's nothing I can do. I don't know that Sinna's got anything either. Do you?
Lila can, yeah.
I simply need some of your essence. That's all.
Yeah, Lila, just like, with open arms.
Thank you, my dear. You have fought valiantly today.
She looks at you, and who has the lowest HP? Is it Cinna now?
I have one health.
Ooh, Cinna. Oh. Baby.
Yeah. She looks at you, Cinna.
And you have proven your mettle dozens of time over. And you, Prince Henry, have given me the bravery and strength that I needed to let other people also take care of me. Thank you all for being my family.
And you see like a golden light start to kind of spread and stitch the little kind of rend in the front of her shell. And Cinna, you also feel that same kind of cooling power as like a silvery blue light kind of comes toward you and envelops you, healing you up. Okay, so me and Jen have to roll our hit die.
Oh, yeah.
Do hit die explode for healing?
I do.
Do they?
That's a good question.
With the power of friendship, do they?
You know what? I'm not going to look this up right now. Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yes. I just got a 3.
I got a 15.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Wow.
So excuse me.
18 points that both of us get back.
Going from 1 to 19 is huge. Good.
That's nice. Feels that's really good. Nice.
Golly.
That is the end of Susie's turn.
Wow.
A little tear kind of rolls down her cheek. She's very touched and overcome right now by everything happening. And then she realizes that Dreadwing is there and she snaps in its direction and it falls prone.
Wow.
Seeming like in time with your gaze, your attention snaps to Dreadwing and a force pulls Dreadwing to the earth. Slam, his wings flap about him. He squawks and looks as his face hits the ground. One eye pops up to look at the loop descending above him with a mouse on it. And of the four of you, I think Henry might be at the lowest health.
Probably, yeah.
Henry, you have the lowest health right now. You are the easiest target.
Good.
And Dreadwing knows this. And so, going for the easy target, he returns to his clawed feet, spreads his wings, and like rushes into the air towards you, beak open, prepared to snap you into his jaws.
Henry has words and hugs that he fully intends to give to Susie today, and he is most certainly not planning on dying today. And you see as Dreadwing moves toward him, he kind of braces and his eyes lock in with that focus of a professional athlete and a professional competitor. And someone who is always, always willing to make it a competition to win that last fight, to get the edge, to get the last word. And he just waits for that perfect moment for Dreadwing to snap and to jump off.
It is hard to see what happens. Henry, I will need you to make a finesse roll-off against Dreadwing to see who escapes who.
Okay. With a 19 on the die, that's an 18.
You plummet backward, arms wide. Dreadwing's hooked beak comes through the loop. The beak closes, and you feel your tail in his beak. The sharp pain of him clamping down on your tail. You are jerked into the air, and then both of you are jerked by the prepared action of animal control. As the loop is pulled suddenly into the air, Dreadwing is pulled away from you. The jerk of the loop, the surprise of it, Dreadwing opens his mouth and you fall again out of his grasp, plummeting to the earth. And I need someone to catch Henry.
Lila hasn't gone yet, right?
Lila has not gone yet.
My dexterity is bad.
The rest of Dreadwing's turn is pulled away from him.
Wow. Yoink.
It falls to Lila. It is your turn.
I have a question.
Sure.
So Beast Shift is limited to my dexterity and refills when I have a safe rest, and we haven't had one.
That's true.
However, leveling up, I've gained more dexterity. Does that refill the tank?
I will say at level up, yes.
Okay.
I'll say you may use it once more.
Lila sees Prince Haughty flying.
This aromantic mouse.
To Lila, that's Prince Haughty, okay? Just, you know, you see a glisten in from behind her blindfold of, like, watching the action happen as Prince Haughty falls from the sky. And in her larger mushroom form, she does that thing again where she kind of backbends and beast shifts into a budgie. A budgie.
From one bird into another.
And she takes flight.
Wow.
To just swoop and catch him.
I'm not even going to make you roll for that. You do. You expended a beast shift. You grab Henry out of the air. Both of you tumble to the earth. And all of you are reunited at the edge of the trailer.
Who's a pretty prince? Who's a pretty prince?
Well, that's rather nice. Thank you. Tail might be broken, but nonetheless.
You all look up as Dreadwing, before he is pulled out of sight, says, "Found me! Found me!" And is pulled away. Lila, on some frequency you don't understand, you hear a giant voice saying,
"Right. We're going to take this one to be rehabilitated. He'll be back to normal in no time."
Cinna puts an arm around Susie and says,
"So you're back?"
Back a little naked.
Just holding loose yarn over their midsection.
Susie takes off the little mantle that she wears, like the little babushka kind of like drape that she has, and just kind of wraps it around you like a little sarong.
God, that's so funny.
What it's worth, you've got very charming buttons.
Well, thank you, Susie. I was wondering if you know how to crotch it, because I need to make my kilt again.
Oh, I do. Yes, Sin, I can do that for you. Oh, I do love to craft. And I...
She stops in the middle of what she's saying, thinking about, like, those nights that she gets nice and cozy and warm in her home and has visitors and does crafts by the fire and thinks about the last person who came to visit her. And her eyes kind of get a little teary.
No matter. I can and would love to help you.
I know there's a lot for us to figure out moving forward, but something about seeing that freakish bird get carted away by the giants just helps me breathe a little bit easier. And I'm glad I couldn't be here with you when it happens.
Oh, Cinna, it does feel like catharsis, doesn't it?
Indeed. You want one of these big old feathers?
Might be able to pretty up your spice a bit.
So many.
I would. A rainbow assortment.
Through this, you hear,
right, that's all well and good. Can someone hit the llama?
Oh, Sam! Sam!
As Sam is still on the platform, it has stopped. And they're just calling down from the top.
Senna runs over and pulls the lever.
They begin to descend back down.
The clock is at zero, but the game is not over yet. I want to go look for the kids.
Isn't the trailer with us?
Already gone looking for the kids. Oh, yeah. Can we look into the trailer?
Right, yeah. Oh. It takes a little work. However, there's no time issue. Nobody's stopping you. You are able to find out how the trailer opens up and its sides and back fall down, folding out into a little base of sorts. And sitting right in the middle of it are like 30 children.
God.
Oh my gosh.
Pretty babies.
And the trailer opens, they all gasp and they look and see the four of you and they all start cheering and crying and laughing and all run to, like, it is an avalanche of kids just like run to embrace all four of you.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, four of them are hanging off of Lila's bird neck and she's just like happily tweeting. She's purple and fluffy. Yeah.
Watch the tail.
So, a couple things to clear up before we end. Senna. Sam still makes ready to leave tonight. Do you go with them?
I wish I could, but I feel like this mission hasn't ended yet. You know what, Sam? I'll make a deal with you.
Right?
Sorry.
You're laughing at my brogue.
It always tickled me.
Well, better than your brogue was hanging out that whole fight.
Don't you be talking about my brogue.
Your wee bitty bun buns.
That completely derailed me. I wanna go with you. I want to feel the sun that's real and not artificial. I want to touch grass. I want to feel what it's like to be out in the wilds, running around with the other buns, but I want to help my people here as well. Can I do both?
Well, I mean, no, because the tunnel's going to close, but...
The tunnel's going to close?
Well, it's not stable. It might collapse on our way out, but they put a hand on your shoulder and say, don't mean it'll be the last time we see each other. And, well, if you're in Maul, I guess there's a reason to come back. I'll be half seeing you. Because of my good eye.
Sure, yeah.
Because I only got the one. Yeah. It's
I'll be seeing you, and we'll figure out a way to keep that tunnel open for good.
They smile, and they leave a group of moles standing impatiently by, arms crossed. And Sam goes with them, and you go with your group back to King's Court. You emerge. Standing outside in sort of the thoroughfare is a fairly nervous Nibs, who, upon seeing the four of you emerge, goes,
Oh, you're back. Yeah, I guess, well, I guess everything turned out, didn't it? Me leading you to them and all. Ah, lovely to help you and be your comrade.
Elder Susie, would you care to tell this fellow where he can stick it?
I'm afraid that my patience and good nature have been worn thin this day. You can go climb a tree, sir. And I mean that disrespectfully.
You know what they say about patience is that you can always buy more. And he fetches a coin purse and says, luckily I won a card game off a couple of vols earlier today.
Lila takes her tiny beak and grabs him and turns him upside down and shakes.
All sorts of things, coins, buttons, everything comes issuing out of his pockets. He goes, all right, you can have it all.
You shall never darken our doorstep again. And should you see us coming, you will remove yourself from our sight.
Believe me, I would never want to cross paths with you again.
She kind of tosses you to the ground and just starts pecking at your bottom.
Ow! Like, ow! My only bosom!
More!
No, my only bosom!
Susie opens her grandma bag and just starts putting stuff in there for everybody.
You help yourself.
Yeah. Along with the Werther's originals.
Correct.
You wait out the day, the rest of the day in Kiosk, and then at night, when all the giants have left the lands of Maul and it is safe once more to travel, you head out, children in hand, to King's Court.
As we're waiting out that day, as people are, I'm sure, like expending some hit die and like taking rests and healing a little bit, Henry will use his field medic ability to add my examination bonus, which is 3, to the HP that Elder Susie recovers, and is just helping to like finish stitching up the rest of the crack in her shell, and says, Elder Susie, I am glad that you've chosen to take care of yourself. I never intended to die by Dreadwing, I hope you know, and I'm quite glad that you didn't either. Self-sacrifice is simply not worth it. You haven't played the game right if you don't come home with everyone.
Said like a loyal subject and perhaps a someday king.
God, I hope not.
It is important that the queen knows what you have done this day. All the strength and bravery, and indeed the kindness and thoughtfulness that you have given to our humble party, to this kingdom. You've done wonderfully. I know that your lineage is a sore spot for you. It was not your fault that your parents were traitors and that what went on was so ugly. But the beauty, young prince, that you bring to the world, it is unparalleled. And I will make sure that she knows this, as well as the more unsavory bits of information we have received.
I just nuzzle into Elder Susie.
She gives you the biggest hug. It's real warm, despite her being cold-blooded.
And I just very quietly say, do you know what, Elder, I understand that my grandfather was a traitor to Maul, and that I am the direct result of my father's betrayal of my stepmother. And so, because of that, I can understand politically and personally why it was quite an easy choice for my father to give me up. And I also understand why King's Court may not want me in their guard and might be hesitant to trust a Jackapenny. But I want you to know that you are the first person who's ever really felt like home to me. And I will be happy to have traveled to King's Court if for no other reason than to have met you. I love you, Elder Susie.
She pulls you back for a second. Before you look at her face, you can feel the tears falling on your head between your ears, kind of moistening your fur. And she looks you in the face when she says this and leans down.
It has been my honor and continues to be a privilege to get to love you too, Prince Henry.
Just give her a hug.
And so you head out. The long road back to King's Court is not as long as the one you took this morning. There are no skeleton traps laid by gecko sorceresses. There's not even a dreaded macaw hanging over your heads. But there is a nagging thought. On your way back, each of you in turn wonders if the telling tack would glow in the presence of Archimedes. And tiles and tiles away.
Aww. That's so good.
Before a symphony of war, of bleeps and bloops, bathed in neons and purples and pinks, there stand two geckos. They kneel before a throne. And one says, "We have failed you, my liege." And a chorus of deep voices answer,
"No. You have planted the seed. And now we will watch it grow."
And that is where we will end our time in Maul.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, tremendous.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, you guys are so good.
Y'all are so good.
My heart is so full.
That's so fun.
This is so beautiful.
Thank you so much for listening to the final episode of Mage Hand High Five, Legends of Maul, Treachery of the Rat King. Big, big, special, incredible thanks to our guests, Candace the Magnificent and Jen De La Vega. We love them so much, and we're going to miss them so much. If you're going to miss them just as much as us, then might I suggest heading over to our Patreon. Next week, we're going to have a talk back on our second extra special behind-the-scenes podcast, Mage Hand Down Low, where we're going to have Candace and Jen on to talk about the behind-the-scenes of these episodes. You're not going to want to miss it, and it's just great to be able to show your support to a little engine that could, trying to put out this content for you. So head over to patreon.com/magehandhighfive to learn all about it. Thanks to Jacob Kirzner for our music, Shane Smith for our Mage Hand High Five logo, and Fjell at Under Pale Water for our beautiful character art and cover art for Legends of Maul. They're all fantastic. Go check them out. While you're at it, check out our website, magehandhighfive.com, and look for us all across social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Discord, Blue Sky, and wherever else we may be, we're going to be there at Mage Hand High Five. Go to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. Talk about how great Candace or Jen is. Talk about Casey's fantastic GMing. Just head over there, tell us what you feel, and you'll make my heart, my tiny little heart, so happy. Now I'm going to shout out all of our original and Up High subscribers over on Patreon. And as always, I'm going to do it in one breath. Crimson Crown, finding new ways of making Robin regret giving me this power, so make it out as long as possible. Fear me, Robin. Michael Carey, Marinette, Malty, Azure, Luke Sharples, Miranda Cobblejay, Thuels, White, Lindsay Dale, Heimbecker, Dean, Dippy, Fresh Dogs, Delta, Deborah, Jacobson, Jackson, Maurer, Ocarina, Sonata, Mads, the Jelly Cube, Morgan Faber, Kathleen Ayers, Kellen Wilbur, Trout, Relief, Patrick Hickman, Debbie, Nathan Ritter, Chicken, Too Tasty, Evan Noon, Every Spar, AM, Lovely, Zelson, Devavis, Dust, Carpenter, Diana, Bacon, Owl, Force, Donkey, Liz, Gary Lee, Jonathan, Gunn, Tyler, Gunner, Elder, such a lot of pain for Hickman and that got so far away from me, I struggled big time. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your foes about the show. Tell your imaginary friend about the show. They're still out there. They're thinking of you. Are you thinking of them? They miss you. Say hi to Jim. And when you do, use the hashtag MHH5 and hey, how about a high five?